Scholastic Audio presents Famous Last Words by Katie Allender, read by Nora Hunter. Chapter 1. Nothing glittered. I'd never been to Hollywood before, but like any other person with eyeballs and a television, I'd seen it 1,000 times. I expected wide, palm tree-lined roads and mansions that overflowed with fabulous movie stars. What I got was a normal city, except the sky was pale brown, and the freeways went on forever in every direction. The houses crept up the sides of distant mountains like a fungus. Nobody looked particularly fabulous, especially not the roving bands of tourists taking pictures of every street sign, sidewalk, and tree. I felt a little cheated, to be honest. "There's Hollywood Boulevard," my new stepfather Jonathan said. "That's where you'll find the Walk of Fame and the Chinese Theater. We should go there tomorrow." Party foul. "Tomorrow's Monday," I said. "I start school." "Oh, right." He was quiet for a second. "Well, they're nothing special. Just a bunch of old footprints and handprints. Movie stars had tiny feet."
"Even the men, right?" my mother piped up. "I think I read that somewhere."
I didn't reply. Not speaking when I had nothing to say had become a bit of a habit for me.
"Look, Willa, the Hollywood sign, right through those buildings."
Mom's nose was practically pressed up against the glass, and her voice had the chirpy cheerfulness of a preschool teacher.